This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
SOUND, etc. It is Sound Deals, and we're your hosts, Max and Ivan. Hi, guys.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, indeed. It is that most wonderful time of the month, and indeed week.
And it's a wonderful time here because in the Sound Deals warehouse, I'm joined by Max, my best friend.
I'm happy to be here. It is a rare occasion for me to pop back in and spend about 20 minutes to half an hour here in the warehouse with Ivan.
And you could spend more time if you wanted.
It's a wonderful time to spend between 20 to 30 minutes here in the warehouse. It's a trip. It's a trip out to the... we're not allowed to say exactly where it is, but it's... it's in the sticks, which is an economy-related saving tool allowing us to bring you extraordinary products.
Yeah, what we save here in the warehouse costs, we give to you in the deals.
And there are a lot of savings in the warehouse costs, aren't there?
Oh, there sure are. I mean, this warehouse, I mean, it's mainly refrigerated just because it's missing one of the walls.
Yes, which is very much a design feature.
Oh. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, the east wall just simply never got added. And as far as I understand, there are no plans to.
Not at this very moment. Although, I was told off for erecting a tarpaulin wall last week when the big wind and rain set in.
Oh, your tarpaulin, you called it.
I did indeed call it that. But unfortunately... the management felt that it wasn't appropriate.
No, they can be quite forthright in their opinions.
They really can, and it does turn out that some of the products need to be wetted. So that's why those products were next to that open wall.
Oh, perfect. So there is method in the madness. And presumably just a refreshing way to sleep that's closer to nature.
Well, it's a refreshing way to wake up. That's for sure.
Lovely. Does that mean you woke up during the night? Or?
It just means I didn't go to sleep, really. Because the bed is... I mean, I don't know why, but it is just there on the...
You built it on the outer perimeter.
Yeah. I mean, it's lovely on a balmy summer's eve. But those are few and far between over where we are in this warehouse complex.
Yes, yes. No, I mean, it's known for a patch of sort of... quite frosty, low pressure due to a convergence of hills and the chalky soil beneath. I don't want to give the coords away too much, but it is decommissioned military ground.
But it's nothing five layers of underwear can't cope with.
Absolutely. And I was going to ask you what the bulge was.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the fourth layer is actually a coat.
Right. So you've been the fourth of five.
Yes. Yeah. So I've got four underpants, then a kind of a coat which is wrapped around my crotchal area.
And presumably then it's just... three underpants, then the coat.
Yes, and then the fourth underpants
to almost bind it in.
Yeah, quite.
Which gives it a kind of quite a fetching sort of nappy-like effect.
Yes, yeah, it does look like that. But I tell you what, it is very warm.
Now, Ivan, just color me ignorant over here as the outsider. I'd be if I were asking one question, and so sue me, I will. It is simply why you opted not to wear this coat, as a kind of. Coat-like barrier.
As a coat
against the elements, the winds and the rain, instead choosing to really fortify the crotchal region.
See, what I've done here, as you can see, I've fashioned a whole load of socks together to create these long sleeves.
Yes.
So I'm wearing those, and they're kind of attached at the back by a bunch of boxer short-like bits of fabric. So I've made a coat.
You've made a coat?
Yeah.
From other things?
Yeah.
Did you perchance make that item once you'd kind of wedged your coat in quite firmly?
Yeah, you know, I set my mind upon this is what I'm going to do. Then I realised once I was working on the other garments...
There was an element of cold.
I could have done with a coat.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Anyway, I think we should probably get into some deals.
Let's do it. We've got deals aplenty, and here's the first.
Admin can...
We absolutely adored the admin can.
Oh, before we actually go into what the admin can does, and indeed how it can help you and your life and your productivity, I just want to say, it just looks great, doesn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It comes in a range of colours.
Absolutely.
And I've been using the red admin can, but it's quite an obscure red.
Yes.
It is sunburnt skin red.
Yes, absolutely.
And the rest of the range, similarly
based on physical afflictions.
Yes. So we got a pussy green.
Yes, we've got hard skin yellow.
We've got cataracts grey.
Yes, cataracts plural there. Grey, the grey of two cataracts.
Yes. That's one on top of the other.
Yes, bone white.
Lovely, lovely stuff. And who could forget hyperthermic blue?
Yes, absolutely. Now, you know, could these arguably very pleasant looking colours have been rendered more pleasant by just giving them different names? Perhaps.
And perhaps the people naming them should have used the admin can.
Yes, perhaps they should have used their own product.
Yeah, because this can... increases your productivity, and it helps you do all of your admin.
Absolutely. It certainly does. And so you're suggesting that an item on the inventors of the admin can's to-do list was to name the colours of their own products.
Yeah, or at least to give them better names.
Yeah, absolutely.
And had they administered the can, then they probably would have gone through their to-do list much better.
Absolutely. Now, you've spent 30 days with the admin can.
Yeah. So let's just delve into it. What is it? Inside the can is a very concentrated amount of caffeine.
Yes. Basically, it's a caffeinated drink.
But please don't drink it.
No, please don't drink it, because I mean, as we know, caffeine at certain levels of concentration, it's extraordinarily bad for you, fatal even. And in this instance, it would be fatal. But what the admin can is doing is focusing your attention. It is saying, how difficult can this task be? It's either get the task done or drink the fatal caffeine. And ultimately, it's a way of clarifying, it's a way of clearing the mind. Now, Ivan, over the last month, I've seen you eyeing up the contents of this can with sometimes a kind of fearful look, sometimes a kind of hungry, almost, you know, tempted look in your eyes, sometimes a resigned, sort of depressed sort of... I've seen you bringing the can to your lips with a shaky hand, but then putting it back down and getting on with your tasks.
Yes, indeed. And the amazing thing about the admin can is once it's opened, it works kind of like a room freshener. That caffeine really just digs into your pores and it really starts taking effect. Yeah. And it makes your admin more productive.
Absolutely. It permeates the air around you. Whilst you can't drink it, you can absorb it into your body over a period of time.
Obviously, you can drink it, but we're just recommending that you don't.
No, again, it is a fatal dose when consumed in those quantities. Ivan, you've had 30 days. I've never seen you more productive.
Mm.
Your eyes have been real wide. You go through hours of not blinking and then hours of just sort of blinking really, really, really rapidly, which is amazing to see. You're pacing a lot. You're pacing an awful lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, part of my admin to-do list is pacing. I've just added that on my list to make sure that I'm constantly ticking things off.
Absolutely. And that has been noted as a side effect. The concentration of caffeine that you'll be absorbing will often, incite you to add things to your list that weren't there in the first place.
Yeah, just making you more productive.
So it's, it's for people who've got a lot of stuff that they want to get done, and it's for people with absolutely nothing to do who want to get stuff done in the first place.
Oh, yeah, completely. It's for everyone and anyone, apart from those with addictive personalities.
Or those susceptible to caffeine.
Yes, or pregnant women.
Yes. Or those who are repulsed by luridly named colours.
Yeah. And also anyone under the age of 34.
34?
Yes, yeah, 34.
Anyone under the age of 34?
Yeah, they really do recommend that.
Sorry.
Anyone under the age of 34 should not purchase the admin can.
Why on earth is it not suitable for people under 34?
It's something to do with the high levels of caffeine concentration.
The human body can only accept that.
I think
age is 34 and
up. I think what they've done is they've risk assessed it and they've realised that if you're over the age of 34 and you happen to succumb to the caffeine and you maybe pass away, then it's less of a burden on society.
Right. So it's a sort of they've taken quite a strict Darwinian approach.
It's a kind of
it's survival of the fittest.
They've been reading Logan's Run and they went on the run with this idea.
Sure. The contents are fatal if you drink it. Sure, you're very likely to pass away if you're under the age of 34. And from the sounds of things, equally likely over the age of 34. But at that point, they deem it on your head be it.
Yeah, and as a 35-year-old, I was more than happy to...
You're in the kill zone.
to try this out for 30 solid days.
And are there any final things that you feel like you're adding to your to-do list?
I'm just going to add 30 days of detox to my to-do list, which I'm really looking forward to doing. But also, I might need the can in order to do the detox. So I'm just in a bit of a spiral at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Because you presumably wanting to kind of... I mean, is there going to be a caffeine come-down situation?
Well, look, for those who are worried about the caffeine come-down, there is the no admin can. That's an extra that you can purchase if you want. And it's basically high concentration of downers. Which please do not drink. But if you open both cans at the same time, you kind of have a neutralizing effect where you kind of feel numb. You feel numb.
Perfect. So that's the admin can, the no admin can, and filled with Jägermeister and Red Bull is the ladmin can. Enjoy.
Thumb Slimmer.
Thumb Slimmer.
The Thumb Slimmer.
Oh, the Thumb Slimmer. My gosh, my thumbs have never been slimmer.
They are tapered to a fine point, Ivan, and I wasn't sure why, because sometimes when Ivan is testing a product, he'll tell me on day one. Sometimes he likes to keep it a secret and see if I notice anything. And Ivan, I mean, I over the last few days, I have been, I've been taken aback by the pointiness of your dainty little thumbs.
Well, thank you. Now, have you ever had the problem, Max, when you're using your phone, mm-hmm. And you just got it in one hand,
yeah,
and you can't quite type with your thumb in the top left corner. If you want to hit that top left corner and you can't quite reach it, then you have to kind of shimmy the phone down your hand,
yeah,
and then click,
yeah.
Or if you've got that accessibility thing where you just double click a thing and then it comes down on an
iPhone,
but it just doesn't look as good,
yeah,
does it?
No one really uses it, and I think everyone sort of thinks it's a glitch.
It's no longer going to be a problem because we are selling you the Thumb Slimmer
now. Stop me if I'm going off piste here, Ivan.
Sure.
To my mind, the problem you described would require a thumb lengthener.
Mm.
But the product that you're selling is a thumb slimmer.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just take me through the problem-solving elements here.
Okay, so Basically, it's a series. It's a set of injections that kind of disintegrates the bone mass. Really, just softens it up.
Okay.
And then there's a vice.
Right. So are you saying that you've still got the same overall quantity of thumb, but it's just been extended?
Well, it's thinned.
It's thinned.
But by extent of thinning, you're also extending.
Yeah. And so you're not losing any thumb.
Oh, no, not at all.
Or mass. It's simply been stretched.
Pardon
me.
Please.
Sorry.
The scientists behind this product did try to stretch it, but that is not what this is. This is a thinner. Yeah.
A slimmer.
They are slimming and thinning.
Right.
Thinning, yes. The thinner is the injection.
Right.
Which thins the bone.
Thins the bone? Mother of God.
And then it allows you to flatten the thumb. And then when you're texting, you can just flop your thumb towards the top left of the screen and you can text as much as you want.
I didn't quite realize. So you have in fact, I guess I've seen your thumb in its sort of passive state, and I think I'd presume that you still had full kind of prehensile dexterity.
You'd hope
on that digit, but it's more of a non-articulated tail or
I mean, the way you see those like lizards chuck their tongue at a fly.
Yes.
They do it with it's quite beautiful the way some of these lizards operate.
Yeah.
And
nature's an extraordinary thing.
After a couple of weeks, I've really got the hang of flinging my thumb around.
Sure.
And I can do almost everything that I used to be able to do with a thumb, but with an extra inch of reach.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to see it in action.
Okay. Well, look, here I go. I'm just pulling out my phone.
Yeah, okay.
And...
Almost.
Okay. Oh, no, it's just give me a second.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So it's not...
It
hit the screen, probably in the right point.
Let me try that again. Didn't. Sorry, one second. Okay, no, that... I didn't mean to open that up. Sorry. Okay.
Well, you can't necessarily choose.
That's just an email about...
Oh.
That doesn't matter. It's just some lawyers asking about papers to be signed. Unfortunately, I can't sign stuff right now.
I suppose because you can't really hold a would it be possible, and I suppose this would need another, because I noticed you've slimmed both your thumbs. You went all in. I was going to suggest, would it not be possible to sort of wrap your long thin flat soft thumb around the pen and then hold it with your other fingers. But I realise you might need to possibly use your mouth or something to...
Yeah. And it is possible. And it's something that I've been working out. Just what can and can't I do with the thumb. And it's been a lot of fun, actually. What I have found interesting is putting a little bit of double-sided sticky tape on the end of my thumb.
Okay.
And then I just fling it at things.
So you're
and that way
gradually
that way I am able to pick things up without actually having to grasp them.
Nice. So if Spider-Man is kind of 10 out of 10 in terms of the potential of that as an ability, it's sort of basically a 1 or a 2.
Spider-Man is,
Spider-Man can swing fire webs with accuracy and swing from building to building, but you could probably pick up a pen or...
Sure, but Spider-Man isn't real, whereas my floppy thumbs are.
Absolutely. Your floppy thumbs and the lizards of this world are real and extraordinary. So that's the thumb slimmer.
Yeah, I give the product 2 thumbs. Well, I mean, I guess it's yeah. I give it 2 thumbs.
Two dangly thumbs.
2 dangly thumbs from me. Brand Bassador. It's time for Brand Bassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool. Yes, it's Brand Bassador time, where we have a very special guest who is plugging a special deal. And today we've got a transatlantic guest. It's actor, podcaster, stand-up comedian, improvisateur, James Adomian.
Hello, James.
Hi, folks. How are you doing? Max and Yvonne, great to see both of you.
It is wonderful to see you too. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for bringing this extraordinary item to our attention. For the listeners at home, we will let them know that you are, of course, selling the...
Dunk Tank Spray.
The Dunk Tank Spray.
Yes, yes. You know, for those of us during this last year, this corona crisis, as I like to call it here on this side of the pond, it has been a year of challenges, a year of stepping away. A lot of us are performers. That's how I know you guys, you know. And what I did is I brought some of my expertise and my experience as a performer, as someone who's out there in the world, to this strange world locked in the castle like Rapunzel, like we all have felt, throwing our hair down out of the window to try to experience anything of the outside world, whether it be a prince pulling himself up, yanking on your hair locks, or anything that reminds you of the world. What do you think of? You think of springtime fairs. You think of summer fairs. You think of the fall autumn fair. You think of a wintry, snowy... Look, no
one
ever...
You're going to think of a fair. It's going to be some sort of fair, frankly. if you think of the outside world, you said it, James. It'll be a fair of some description.
And it's been an unfair year.
It has... Thank you, Ivan. It has been an unfair year.
So there's a dunk. So this brings me to an exciting new product, that not only am I selling to your listeners, but I'm telling you how you can make money selling it yourself, and other exciting products like it. And it's called the Dunk Tank Spray.
Absolutely, we are so excited to have been given the opportunity to sell the Dunk Tank Spray for the hundreds and thousands of potential Sound Deals listeners around the world. Please tell us a little bit about this extraordinary item.
Well, one thing that everyone misses, the first thing you think of when you think of coronavirus being cut off the world, you say, what I miss the most is wandering around a festival, a fair of some kind, an outdoor celebration, you know, whether it's the Minnesota State Fair in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or the Leeds Music Festival in that, I guess, is that a city or an island? I'm never actually sure.
Nobody knows, James. Literally nobody knows. There's no way of knowing.
And of course, let's not, I mean, you're my friends from across the pond in the United Kingdom. Let's not forget the Renaissance fairs. I don't know if you need to do that if you've got that already going as the basis for society there. But we have Renaissance fairs here that take you back to the 13th or 14th century. And the nostalgia aches at us during this last year of coronavirus. Why can't I be winning a giant plush sheriff of Nottingham? Why can't I be dunking for apples? Most of all, why can't there be someone, a beloved father of the community, a local doctor who's been reluctantly dragged out to an outdoor festival, someone respected who sits high and gets dropped into a dunk tank? Or best of all, when it's a comedian portraying someone like Boris Johnson or Donald Trump.
Absolutely. This is something that lots of Sound Deals listeners have complained about. Over the last year, we've been locked indoors. Why can't we go to a local piece of greenery and see, you know, as you say, a sort of a weak satirical impersonation, or perhaps a low-ranking Freemason, or maybe a recently disgraced member of the constabulary hoping to kind of put themselves in slightly better public view. Why can't we watch those people be thrown into a body of water?
It reminds us of community. It reminds us of the outdoors. It reminds us of spring, summer, and or fall. It reminds us of the world that we've lost. Being able to punish someone for being mildly annoying or generally beloved. by dropping them suddenly into water or another liquid.
Exactly, exactly.
Why do we have to be deprived of that? Simply because there's aerosolized pneumonia that has ravaged communities in all parts of the world. Why is that something we have to step away from in this tyranny of the mask?
Quite. And you're stepping onto slightly more controversial territory there, James. But we're happy to have you. You raise a valid point. You know, fairs are famously year-round activities. They can happen in any season. So why should we have to put up with 365 calendar days without a fair? It shouldn't be beyond the wit of man.
That's why I said to myself and my team of low-paid 4-hour work week workers who are, thank God we are relying on them around the clock for this and many other business deals that we're coming to. We are lucky to partner with some manufacturers and some engineering experts in jurisdictions, countries, and cities around the world that have a low prevailing wage for those of us who come to them with our schemes, and B are operating at minimal respect for, you know, COVID protocols. Frankly,
absolutely.
Fewer masks means more bottles per hour.
Which is a heartening message, James. Of course, a huge believer in freedom of expression. I mean, you know, your freedom of expression.
Everybody's been so moving. Instead of going to the movie theater, they're watching their Amazon Zoom. Instead of going to their favorite restaurant, they're watching 12-hour YouTube videos of people eating meals. People are adapting to coronavirus in inspiring new ways. Why should we all be deprived of this joy that comes at the slight misery of others in our community? That's what brings me to the dunk tank spray. The magic of humiliating someone from your school, your office, your church, your apartment building, your neighborhood, the grocery store. Taking someone who doesn't quite deserve it and suddenly dunking them in water. Now that can be bottled. That joy can be bottled, but it's going to take a big bottle to achieve that full body drench that says, I think I'm an important lawyer, but the kids in this neighborhood sure think I'm only a clown worth dropping into water. That's why we've come up. It is a 5-foot tall, it is a 120-pound bottle. It is an aerosolized spray, and through the magic of engineering, we're able to spray it within 3 to 5 squirts, an incredible drenching. It is pumping at an industrial grade, like putting somebody into a dunk tank, and you can come up to somebody, whether wearing a mask or not, and surprise them and go, hooray, it's time for the Mayfair. Whether it is a local magistrate, barrister, Bannister, Lannister, anyone in your community that you loathe, love, or don't know at all.
James, we absolutely love this product. And at the start, you talked about how this product can make people money. And I was just wondering about how you go about monetizing the spray. Once you have it, obviously, it's a great thing to use. You can dunk people left, right, and center. Actually, I found out that it uses up the whole can in one dunk. So you do, it's not a reusable.
That's right, Yvonne. Speaking of left, right, and center, the Lib Dems won't be left out as targets of the dunk tank spray.
Absolutely not. It takes no prisoners.
It's not good for just one spray. It's good to 3 to 5 sprays to fully soak someone in water, water-adjacent liquids, or a liquid of your choosing. We don't supply the liquid. We simply supply the bottle and the pumping mechanism. That's where you come in. We are looking for motivated young people who are ideologically moreless in this society, who are cut off from structures and institutions that otherwise would have provided them hope. We are looking for the lost. We are looking to radicalize the directionless youth, not only of the UK, but also of the entire Commonwealth countries. And hey, why not America, too, while we're at it, right? So you can call in today. Go to dunktankspray.com. Go to you heard what I fucking said. Go to dunktankspray.com. Sign up today. If you want a free trial bottle to test it out on a local milkman, milkmaid, milkwife, milk person, person of milk, then go ahead and take our free offer of a sample half-size Dunk Tank spray bottle.
Which and is incredibly, totally, incredibly kind, because obviously a half-size bottle is still enormous. It's enough
for a narrow dunking, what we call a narrow dunking. And if you're not fully satisfied, we guarantee your money back. And of course, since it's free, it's zero, but we're going to do one thing better than that. And we're going to offer you your money back in the form of basically $0, but we're going to bump it up to 5,000 Dogecoin. 5,000 Dogecoin money back. And you can use that to start your own spray tank, dunk tank spray. God damn it. You can use that to start your own dunk tank spray franchise.
Now that is an incredible offer, infused with the freewheeling, almost aggressive spirit of libertarianism there, which you really bring to this offer. And I think, Ivan, we've worked out what went on. You used up the entire spray, but you were using the tester size bottle. So what you did was
right.
A narrow dunk. Because you will have had, it will have been what, about 65 pounds in weight, probably 2.5 feet high. That would have been a narrow dunk. Now, Ivan, you had a month with the Dunk Tank spray. You were capable of, yes. of issuing it or being issued a narrow dunk. How did it go for you?
Well, I did struggle to find that said person.
It is hard to find milkmen these days.
And as you know, I've spent most of my time in the Sound Deals warehouse on my own.
Yes.
So I actually enrolled in the Society of Milkmen so that I was an official milk person. And then I did dunk myself.
You self-narrow dunked?
Yeah.
And is it possible to become an accredited milkman online?
Yes, it's quite a simple process. I could talk you through this at a later date.
No. I think, Jane, we'd both be very keen to hear about it.
Well, basically, to cut a long story short, there's an online cow that you milk. and then you get a certificate at the end.
Wonderful. Back to the product at hand, because as James
now
said.
if you're we do have this. There's always a free offer. If you think, wow, this is good, but what if I just buy a dunk tank spray and I'm not going to have the magic of a real dunk tank because it's just going to leave water on the floor? We don't have a solution to that. But your other objection is going to be, wow, I don't have anyone. I'm alone. I'm a widower. I'm a widow. I'm someone who murders spouses of people.
Yeah.
I live alone. I'm hiding from the government. I'm a sad person, or I'm a happy person who just doesn't enjoy the happiness of others. I don't have anyone to dunk. We're happy to send you life-size style plush effigies of major world leaders or anonymous community leaders that you can participate in doing your own spring fair, summer fair, fall fair dunk. With our dunk tank spray, we have full-size plush effigies of Boris Johnson, Donald Trump, Nigel Farage, Roger Waters, Jeremy Corbyn. We have, if you want to dunk the, we actually have spitting images effigies. If you want to do the Margaret Thatcher spitting image puppet and dunk her in some water, we have a life-size model that is unlicensed because it comes where? From the United States of America. That's the freedom of, that is the freedom of the free market. And for a limited time only, we're accepting cryptocurrency as well.
I suspect that you'll be accepting cryptocurrency for some time, and maybe moving towards it being the primary means of purchasing these fabulous items.
Or the primary purpose of putting it out there in the first place.
Well, it's always a thrill to tap into your entrepreneurial spirit, James. And could you share with the listeners at home who your ideal plush donkey would be?
Well, thank you for asking that. I you know, we're in the world of business. I don't like to take a controversial figure. I like to take a figure that everybody can agree should just be taken down a notch by being dropped into some water. And so, and somebody who's skated by maybe for too long without any scrutiny from the public about what they've done. And so I personally, I like to use the dunk tank spray on the bananas in pajamas.
They've had it too good for too long.
They've been coming down the stairs, but frankly, I think they deserve to be taken down a little bit more than that. They come down the stairs and then wham. Dunk tank spray right in the face. Ow, what did I do? Well, you should have put some pants on.
Completely, completely agree. James, thank you so much for sharing this powerful and necessary item. No longer will the people of the UK and indeed the world be plagued by lack of access to fairs and festivals featuring dunking activities.
Not available in Jersey, Cornwall, the Isle of Man, or Wales.
Of course, yes, due to ongoing legal actions that we're not at liberty to discuss on this show, but can and indeed should be researched by the listener before they reach out and purchase one of these products.
So Max and Yvonne, you seem like you're very excited. You want to go ahead and try out the dunk tank spray?
Well, I mean, I'm so excited that Max is here finally in the warehouse with me, and I've got somebody to try it on because none of the effigies made it through customs. Max,
they do often contain other items that are stuffed into their plush rectum.
Right.
Yes, there were. I think there was. It's still slightly mysterious. There were handwritten messages in small handwriting saying, "Help, help, please, please help us. We've been working here for some time." You know, possibly a manufacturing defect or some you know, machines sometimes generate these things. No idea.
We have leads on all of the insurrectionists in all of our factories stateside and overseas. Anyone rebelling against the authority of the dunk tank spray is being brought to account. I assure you that, Max.
Well, you can buy this happy family product today, guys. All right, well, Max is grabbing his coat, which I guess means that our time is up.
Yep.
Okay, sorry, Max, do you just want to say a quick goodbye to the...
Absolutely, I'd love to. Sorry, I was just grabbing my coat.
Yes.
Toasty warm coat today. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, and thank you so much to James Adomian for joining us, a wonderful guest and a wonderful stand-up comedian and voiceover artiste who you may well have heard in all manner of incredible shows, including BoJack Horseman.
Oh, lovely. Unfortunately, that we don't have TV or Wi-Fi here. For me, in the warehouse.
I was going to say, there is a Wi-Fi network.
I don't have the password. is what I meant. Don't have the password.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Have you asked?
Yeah.
Right, and they're not.
No, but do you have the password? The Wi-Fi password?
Yeah. Have a lovely evening.
Oh. Okay.
Got to run. I'm going up. I'm doing a self tape for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Amazing.
It? Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the part?
Well, I don't know. It's just sort of, you know, just letting them know, really, that I'm available.
So, have you written it yourself?
Well, Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's an expanding universe, so there's always room. There's always room for new heroes.
And so you've written yourself,
yes,
as a hero.
Yes, absolutely. Just letting them know that I'm available.
What's the character?
A coat man.
Oh, okay.
He's got a toasty coat. He's always warm.
Okay, and how does that help other people?
Well, it inspires them to maybe buy coats of their own.
Yeah, I am jealous, to be honest.
Huh?
Yeah.
Not bad, huh?
Okay, well, I mean, if you want me to film you and I'll do the other
side. Honestly, I've got a tripod. So have a wonderful evening.
Okay, never mind.
And it's been a pleasure spending time with you all in the Sound Deals Warehouse, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hold on a minute. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I think that means that there have been some recalls.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's quickly rattle through those and then...
Day Off Simulator.
Yes, the Day Off Simulator. Unfortunately, yes. Simulated someone who works 24 hours a day and has no day off.
Yes. Yes, that was more a marketing failure than anything else. It does function perfectly as long as what you're looking to simulate is just a life of ceaseless toil.
Foam Dome.
The Foam Dome was unfortunately very hard and less of a dome, more pyramid. I mean, it was one of the pyramids in Egypt.
Yes,
which they were trying to sell.
Yes, real. Yeah,
we didn't actually. To be honest, we weren't able to sell it.
Yeah, that's on us. We should have noticed when we were selling it that. That what we thought was a foam dome in the warehouse was in fact just a Google image of the Great Pyramid.
Hitting Hat.
The Hitting Hat, unfortunately, it was marketed at those looking to hit on other people, you know, to basically to help you get laid.
Yeah, it's for like 90s style pickup artists who wanted to do a bit of peacocking. So really, we just want to recall that because that's just no sort of behaviour for this day and age.
Not on.
Sort it out, guys.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.